Okay, so we're going to go...
Recording in progress.
Okay, so we're going to look at an inyan which is very much general to the topic of Hezek Re'iyah, which is the underlying idea in the Mishnah, certainly according to one reading of the Mishnah, Hashuftin Shebatzer Lasus Machitza B'Chatzer, as interpreted in the Gemara, the second Lashon, Ratzu Lasus Machitza means they wanted to divide and dissolve their partnership. Once there's an agreement to do that, the chatzah could have been too small for one of the partners to impose the dissolving of the partnership on the other. But once there's an agreement to do that, there's a halacha that they're required to build a kosel be'emsa, as described in the Mishnah, the dimensions of the kosel, the type of material, and so on. Kiminik ha-medina. And that is the reason why they're obligated to build a kosel, according to this version of the Gemara, which is how we hold, because Hezek Re'iyah Shemei Hezek. Now, let's keep in mind, we had a shiur, I think it was the second day already, of the Nuzman, to understand what exactly is the basis for this halacha. And one of the ways to understand it, in the most classic way, is that it's the idea, like we find in Perek Yachpar, the idea of harchakas nezikin. We have all kinds of cases mentioned in the second Perek of two neighbors, where one neighbor is mishtamish, doing something in his particular area, which is his. And yet, what he's doing is going to cause some kind of harm, potential harm down the road at some point on the other side of the border. And because of that, there are requirements that he has to make some accommodation, he has to be marchik a certain distance in order that that should not occur. That's a special halacha of harchakas nezikin, and that's what many of the Mishnayos in the second parak deal with. So we know that hezek re'iyah, to the extent that we view it as a hezek, and there are cases that everyone agrees is a hezek, certainly can be seen in that light, and we find the Mishnayos later on in the third parak that you can open up a window into a chas v'shutfin, and certainly if it's someone else's v'shus. We find on Daf Chav Beis, we have the case of Chalonos, that the Gemara is going to quote on Daf Beis Amid Beis, that you have to raise it a certain point or lower it a certain point, so you're not potentially going to be there on this wall and be able to peer into and to peer into the other person's house. So basically, the Gemara explains everyone agrees in that case that Shmei Hezek. So certainly, we can view the idea of Hezek Re'iyah from this perspective of Harchakas Nezikin, and therefore interpret our Mishnah of the two Shechenim, these two ex-partners, that they are building a kosel because that's the way that Harchakas Nezikin gets accomplished in this situation. Of course, we wonder why the Mishnah puts it in Daf Beis and not in the second parak, and we began to discuss that as well. There's something unique about this particular application of Harchakas Nezikin. Alternatively, we mentioned another approach by Rav Issa Zalman and Levin Azel, that this halacha of our Mishnah is actually not about harchakas nezikin. Why, we'll have to know. But there's another idea, another mechayiv, that we could think about as far as why a wall has to be built. And that is what we find in the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, also quoted on Beis Amid Beis in our Gemara. And that's the din of Beis Shar and other types of things that are built in a area where people share a mavoi and their chatzer or a chatzer that is jointly shared by various people who have houses that enter into the chatzer, and the same thing is true for a city, and certain things have to be done for the benefit of all the residents. So one of the things mentioned is you build a base shar v'delas l'chatzer. Here we're talking about different people's houses that they share a chatzer, and the concern, as we see from the Gemara, is that they're the b'nei b'shus harabim are potentially going to look into the chatzer, and therefore we have to have a base shar, which is going to prevent the hezek re'iyah of the rabbin. Exactly how it does it, Rashi seems to run on the base and base one way. According to Rashi, Zayin and Beis, it's something else. It's about a person who's stationed there, and he's the one that's going to chase away the b'nei b'shus harabim from steering. And this is an idea that the people together have to commit to contribute toward constructing what is necessary for the mutual benefit of all of them. So this is Zalman said, that's really our Mishnah too. Since we have now two Shechenim, and it's to the benefit of both of them that Hezek Re'iyah should not be a function here that's going to concern them, that's going to bother them. Therefore, they're committed to do what they do, to build a kosel. And this itself depends on Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. According to one man d'amar, it's because Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. In the case of Dav Zayin Amid Beis, everyone agrees that it's considered to be a tzorech gadol, because of Hezek Mir Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara explains that this is because of the Rabbim, for sure it's Shmei Hezek, and Seka de Rabbim Shaini. But either way, it's not the halacha of Archakas Nezikin that's driving the din of the Mishnah, it's the halacha of Beis Shar. Now we began to medayik already from an earlier rush, that Chora, he talked about the issue of whether you can solve Hezekiah temporarily, or you have to do something that's going to solve it down the road. We talked about the issue, if you remember, of one individual decides, let me be building the wall on my side, on a flimsier type of wall, like Chutzah V'Dafna, rather than have to contribute together with you for a more sturdy wall. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether he's allowed to do that, and Rush came on the side that it's enough for him to do that, to go into his own area, to build a flimsy wall, something short of whatever Minhag HaMedina is, and that will take care of the clear and present danger of Hezekiah in the present, right now. What will be later on, says the Rosh, we're not concerned, because should it fall down, yesh shoftim ba'aretz, and at that point we'll solve Hezekiah based on that. So, from the language of the Rosh, and the whole substance of what the Rosh is saying, we were already medayik, if you remember then, that the Rosh seems to be speaking about this idea of Hezekiah from the perspective of Hachakas Nezikin in terms of the two. Not just when it's a one-way street, but even a two-way street, it's because each one potentially is mazik the other in from where they are, and therefore the responsibility is for them to make an accommodation instead of having each one make a complete wall, so they chip in for a wall together. And the Rosh says, it's enough if one person says, I'll solve the problem on my own terms, my own turf, and that will be enough. I think we can medayik this from the Rosh that we're going to read today as well. And for this, we need a little bit of an introduction. Let's take a look at the Rosh that I gave you with regard to the question of Chazakah for Hezekiah, and then he discusses Mechila, which we'll see we may also talk about tomorrow as well. So the Rosh says as follows, in Simen Beis. So there's two issues that the Rosh is discussing. Obviously, one segues into the other. The Rosh says as follows. Let's just read a few words, and then we'll backtrack. B'shutfin shechoku es achatzer. Everybody have the Rosh Simen Beis. B'shutfin shechoku es achatzer. V'lo banu koso beinayim. So there was a division, which, again, we hold Hezek v'Shmei Hezek, so immediately what should be triggered is an obligation on the part of both of them to build a wall based on Hezekiah. But the case at hand is that they didn't do it right away. V'lo banu koso beinayim. So they didn't build the wall. V'achad kama shanim. Now, a number of years elapsed. We'll see about the number of years in a few minutes. After a number of years, Tava ha'echad livnos kosel b'neim. So one of the two parties, one of the two ex-partners, comes to the other and says, listen, we have an achrayis, we are responsible, the two of us together, to build a wall because of Hezekiah. Now what does the other one say? B'shekenegdo toein, the other one responds, says, hinei machalta li al Hezekiah shani mazikcha. In other words, what is it that you want from me? You want me to contribute toward a wall that's going to separate between us to create a barrier for Hezekiah. So he says, I don't need to do it. We've gone a couple of years here without a wall. And what that means is that you have forgiven, you've been mochel Hezekiah. Now, what does that mean? You've been mochel shani mazikcha. That which I can see to your side, and you haven't insisted until now for all these years that I build, that I help to build a wall, your mochel. Now, what does the mechila mean? The Rosh goes on. V'nasata li o macharta li. You gave me as a gift or as a sale the right to be able to mishtamesh here without a wall. V'achzakti bo kama shanim. And I've now had this use of being able to do what I do with and be able to see where I see without any barriers for all these years. Says the Rosh, that is not a good claim. Ain't tanoso taina? And the Rosh is going to proceed and explain why it's not. Why it's not a good chazaka. V'lo shayach kan chazaka. And he's going to give us two reasons why it's not a chazaka. Now before we explain more, it's important to get a little bit of background here. What is it that the Rosh is getting to? The idea of having a chazakah in order to be able not to have to contribute or to change or to accommodate. So this is an idea like we find. Let's begin as follows. If you have your Gemaras, let's look at a few Mishnayos later on in the third parak. You'll see what I'm referring to. First, take a look on Daf Nun Zayin, Amid Aleph. Okay, this is in the end of the third parak. The Mishnah says over there, Eilu dvarim sheyesh lehem chazaka, ve'eilu dvarim she'ein lehem chazaka. Everyone see the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin? The Mishnah is going to list a number of things that it's possible to establish a chazaka from one party to be able to continue to have the right to have something that he might be placing in a rishus that would be coming and infringing on the other person. Hayamamid behema bechatzer, tanor rechayim bekirayim umigdal tanagolim, benosin zivlo bechatzer ein hachazaka. That the person wouldn't necessarily be makbir on, and therefore you can't establish a chazaka. But there's another example, asa machitza behemto, he did something more permanent that can't be so easily removed. So the Mishnah distinguishes between certain things that one person will do in the other person's rishus, that the other person's silence will not be a basis for the first person to establish a right to continue to have that there, and another case where it will establish this right. So these are lists of them in this Mishnah when it will be a chazaka, because something like that is more permanent and he should have spoken up, and when it's not a chazaka. That's Mishnah, and I'm going to elaborate in a second about how long it takes for this chazaka to be established. But this is Daf Nun Zayin. Take a look at the following Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, just to get the gist of this, the spirit of it. So the Mishnah there says, Hamar Zev, Ein Lo Chazaka. So this is one kind of like a spout that comes at the end of a pipe drain. And that's, if you put it there, it's not a Chazaka, but even though it's dripping down from there. But, Hamaschila Yesh Lo Chazaka. The Mishnah goes on, Sulam HaMitzvi Ein Lo Chazaka, Tzuri Yesh Lo Chazaka. Different types of things that could or could not be a Chazaka. And then you have another Mishnah Daf Nun Tes as well. There is a very important Machlokas Rishonim. What we call this is Cheskas Tashmishin. Cheskas Tashmishin. This, we're actually going to Mi'ech Hashem see a Gemara that's going to, we're going to discuss this more at length, even though we're not doing Cheskas Abatim, but I'm just giving you a heads up. On Daf Vav, Amid Aleph, there's a Gemara that discusses something similar, achzik l'kshuri, achzik l'hordi, or lo achzik l'hordi, things like that. If you start putting beams up, do you have a chazaka for something more than that? We're calling this the world of cheskas tashmishin. Now, there are a couple of things that have to be defined when it comes to cheskas tashmishin. Number one, obviously, the premise of this chazaka is the fact that one neighbor was doing something that the other neighbor should have said something, should have been moche. Right? That is always the premise of a chazaka. For example, if we move away from cheskas tashmishin, for example, for a second, we could talk about the beginning of the third parak, and that's called cheskas habatim. If somebody is squatting on someone else's real estate, someone's house, someone's land, and there the clear halacha is, the Mishnah says in Daf Chav Ches, that after 3 years, or three achilos, achilas peros, for now let's keep it simple, 3 years, if he's there for 3 years, and the marakama doesn't say anything, doesn't make a macha, and then he comes after 3 years and says, what are you doing in my house? And the squatter says, I bought it from you. Where's your shtar? Where's your proof? I don't have it. I don't keep it forever. I lost it. That's where, as long as he establishes witnesses, evidence, he's been there for 3 years, he's presumed to be the owner. The chazaka now is no longer viewed as the marakamas chazaka. We view the machzik, the one who's there, as the chazaka. And there, it's defined as 3 years. Cheskas gimel shanin. There's a big machlokas rishonim when it comes to cheskas tashmishin. What I just described, for example, those mishnayos that we just mentioned at the end of the third parak, that a person wants to establish a right to continue to have a certain ishtamshus that is going to potentially be an infringement on the other person, be it something in my rishus that's going to affect you, be it something that I placed in your rishus, and meanwhile you said nothing, and perhaps that indicates that I have now the right. So the question is, that indication, because you didn't speak up and be moche, does that require 3 years as well, just like cheskas habatim? Or is it even immediately, even by one day, if he doesn't say anything, those things that could be a chazaka, if one day passes and you say nothing, the other person said nothing, it's normally established as a chazaka. So this is a big machokas rishonim. The Rush is of the opinion that 3 years is what it takes, just like the chazaka of karka itself, or batim, to establish itself as the one who earned the right to be there forever, indefinitely, so it is a cheskas tashmishin. Other Rishonim say that it could even be if one day. There's a Rashbam that seems to be making it depend on the nature of the cheskas tashmishin, whether it's a tashmish gadol that you write a star on, then it's similar to batim and kaikos, where you have to write a star, and then you need three years for the chazaka, or a tashmish, which is considered tashmish kal, which could happen even after one day. That's a sheet of the Rashbam. And other Rishonim say that even one day. There's another machlokes relating to all of this. And again, we'll talk about this in Davav more. And namely, when it comes to cheskas habatim of 3 years, the Mishnah says, on Daf Mem Aleph, we're getting a little bit of a feel for the Mesachta here, it says the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph, ko chazaka she'ein imataina eina chazaka. For example, if someone says to the other guy, what are you doing in my house? And he says, no one told me anything. Even though he has evidence for 3 years he's been there, and the other guy said nothing, the Marakama, that does not allow him to take title. If he says, Ata machartali, Ata nasatali b'matana, and so on, that's a taina. So then the chazaka of the 3 years is going to support his taina, and then we can presume that he bought it from the Marakama, or he got it as a gift from the Marakama. So it means that you need a taina. So the question here as well, with cheskas tashmishin, is, according to the Rush, for example, we need Gimel Shanim, as we mentioned, but you also need a Taina. You need a Taina. You can't just say, well, Yamochel, now I can have it. It has to be that the Chazaka has to be a Raya to a Taina that, how did I get the right to do it? Because you gave it to me, you transferred me the right, you made a transaction with me, I bought the right, or I got it as a gift. And what's my proof? My proof is because 3 years I'm doing it and I have evidence of that and you haven't said anything. There are other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Gaonim, the Rif, they hold that this is called Savlanus. Just the fact that there was this person being quiet and he allowed the person to use that area at his expense, that alone grants him the right, without a taina. It doesn't have to be that he has the taina, that I therefore bought it, just memela, he's been using it, without anyone making a peep, that earns him the right itself. The question is, how did he get the schus? That's a question. We have to know, how is he kone it? I mean, if there was a kinyan, that we're trying to prove that there was a kinyan, that's understandable. But if it's just the fact that he's been doing it, so what? How does that give him the right to do it? That's a whole discussion. So is others how to explain it. But we're going to now keep it simple because the Rush is what we're learning anyway right now. The Rush is of the opinion, again, two things. Cheskas Tashmishin is Gimel Shanim, and Cheskas Tashmishin needs a Taina. And therefore, what the Rush is discussing here is a situation of our Mishnah Dabeis of Baba Basra, where the wall was not built. Now the Rush doesn't say Gimel Shanim, but Lishitaso, we now know what number to put in. L'chayra, the Rush says, Kama Shanim. Again, you have to trust me, or you can try to look it up yourself. L'chayra, the Rush's Shita is, Cheskas Tashmishin is Gimel Shanim. So what he means here is, the allotment of Gimel Shanim, that's what it takes for a Chazaka, just like Cheskas Abatim Gimel Shanim, Cheskas Tashmishin Gimel Shanim. And just like we need a Taina, when it comes to Cheskes Abatim, if it's just no one said anything, that doesn't make it yours. You can't become yours just because you've been sitting on the land for 3 years and enjoying the fruit and working the land. There has to be some way that we know it became yours. So there had to be a taina. The taina was, you sold it to me, you gave me as a gift. Okay, that's the background for what the Rosh is now discussing. So the Rosh is going to tell us the following chidush, and this is something discussed in other Rishonim as well. We're focusing here on the Rosh. The following question. This wall had to be built as soon as the partners dissolved the partnership. Hezek v'ir shmei hezek. We're going with that shita in the Mishnah. That's how we hold. Hezek v'ir shmei hezek. Meanwhile, 3 years have passed. Now, Reuven says to Shimon, listen, we need a wall here. Hezek v'ir. You're looking at my affairs when in my chatzer, and we should have built this 3 years ago, but meanwhile, I want a wall. You got to contribute with me toward a wall. Says Shimon in response, no, look, 3 years we've been living after we dissolved the partnership without a wall. You said nothing to me, even though I'm looking at your affairs for 3 years, quote-unquote Hezek Re'iyah, I've established a chazakah. And that chazakah is because you officially granted me the right to be able to have the schus to be mishtamish without a wall. And therefore, I acquired from you that right, and it was a gift, or it was a transaction, I bought it from you, and the biggest proof to that is the fact that you were silent for 3 years. Does that create cheskas tashmishin that Shimon has a right, therefore, not to have to contribute to the wall because he has a chazakah? That's what the Rosh is out to discuss. So here the Rosh is going to give two reasons why you can't establish Cheskas Tashmishin for Dav Beis Amud Aleph if the wall was not built for all this time. This is different than other examples. Let's see again. Shutim Shechokos Sechatzeh V'lo Banu Kosa Beinayu V'acha Kama Shonim Tava Le'acha Livnos Kosa Beinayim V'shekineg Do Torein Hinei Machalta Liyal Hezek V'iya Yom Mochel. You are Mochel Hezek Re'iyah. That Hezek Re'iyah Shani Mazikcha. V'nasatali knows whatever the Hezek is that's demanding the accommodation, you're Mochel that. V'nasatali omachartali. You gave me the right to have me be here, and there's no problem that I have to accommodate for Hezek Re'iyah. V'achzakti bo kamashonim. Ain't an also taina. So why isn't it a taina? V'lo shayach kan chazaka. Why? Why lo shayach kan chazaka? The taima de chazaka. The reason for the chazaka works, hainu, this is the backbone of cheskas abatim, cheskas gemushanim, kevan de shasak velo micha hifsid. Since the person who was, you might say the marakama, or the person who had the right to stop this person from gaining some kind of ishtamshus and right that he claims he acquired, he was quiet and didn't protest and say he had no right to do it. He never acquired this right. Hifsid. So that means he loses, and we presume that the other person is correct. But when is that true? That's only Hainu Dafka Hechasha Machzik Hu Mazik Ve'eno Nizak. If the Machzik, who's now situating, establishing his Chazaka with his Taina again, is only a Mazik, so he's now doing his Ishtamshus, and he's not in any way being affected by the other person. It's a one-way street. In other words, Shimon has some hishtamshus that he's doing in his mishus that is causing hezek on the other side for Reuven. And Reuven said nothing for 3 years. That's where Shimon can claim, I established the right, I acquired the right to have this here. Hu mazik be'eno nizik. Kigon, for example. Misha yeshlo chalon pasuch chatzach aveiro. It's actually an example of hezek re'iyah. But a hezek re'iyah, that's a one-way street. It's the person has a chalon open to the other person's chatzer. They have to go shalashanim. So in that case, he establishes a right to remain, to keep his chalon there, and not to have to close it up because of hezek re'iyah, because he can claim after 3 years, here it says 3 years mefurish, right? He claims after 3 years that I acquired the right to have the chalon there. Because I am the mazik, and you're not mazik me, I'm only mazik you. Avol hacha. But over here, where the two of them are mazik each other, so now, matzi lememar, so what is happening here? Shimon is saying, I don't have to chip in for the wall because after all, 3 years have gone by, you said nothing to me. So Reuven can counter that by saying, you're telling me you have a chazaka because I didn't speak up. You know what? I didn't have to speak up. Now, to the extent that you're bothering me by looking at me, I'm also bothering you. So why would it be more expected of me to have to mimocha more than you? And therefore, I'm simply waiting for you to be the first one to make a fuss. I was hoping, so you be the one to initiate. Meanwhile, okay, I have more money in the bank. I don't have to, I'll be sober right now. I won't build the wall. But of course, I'm expecting to make a claim for the wall. I'm just figuring you'll do it first. So therefore, the fact that he was silent does not bring an indication that there was in fact a sale of this right or a transaction that allowed the other person to be able to not have to build a wall. So that's chiluk number one. If it's a one-way mazik, then the fact that the other person did not speak up for 3 years means that the person whose mazik can be believed with his chazaka to say he earned the right, he acquired the right. But if it's a two-way street, like our Mishnah, says the Rosh, that would not hold, because he could always argue, I didn't make a macha because I figured you'd do it first. That's one reason why it's not going to work for chazaka. What's the second reason? The oath. Delo dami hai hezek lezeka de chalon. What I just gave you as an example is a person has a chalon open to chatzar chaveira. He's there having the chalon for 3 years, he's believed with the chazaka. But here it's different. The hasam lav hezek tadirhu. It's not a constant hezek. Shachalon asri la'ora velo estakebo. A window is not designed to look and to stare, it's designed to let in light. But not listaka b'chatzah chaveiro. To the contrary, v'asulo listaka b'maisi chaveiro k'demrina gabigina. The halacha is, as we know from that beis and beis, that you're not allowed to look at the other person's garden when things are growing because of ayin hara. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, the chalon is just that inadvertently he might do it. He might be mazik behezik re'iya. So therefore, a chazaka works. Because for that, you could have a chazaka, and his not being mocha is an indication that the chazaka was established. Masha Eken over here, Abu Chatzar. Shemishtamish b'knisa v'yitziya. A chatzar is constantly traffic going in and out. The EF sheshlo yistaka b'tash mishchavero. It's impossible not to go see what's going on if it's an open area. Dami hayhezeka l'kutro beis akisa. Here's another idea that we should have for Yachpor. Two examples are given in the Gemara there, Daf Chav Gimel, that you can't have a chazaka for. Damino kaman delesu chazaka. Hilkach tzarech l'sayu b'vinu nakosa. Okay. So what is this kutro beis akisa? This is the Gemara Daf Chav Gimel. There are certain types of problems that you create with what you have on your side that are seen as such that even though the person was quiet, the person can't establish a chazaka because the person, it's such a hard thing to bear that even at a certain point, he could have had it for a few years, but then he realizes it's a tipping point. I can't have it anymore. It's simply, kutra means smoke coming out. Besakise, if there's he uses it and it's above ground and that kind of a smell. Kutra is also like smoke. So a person might be able to tolerate for a certain amount of time, but then not beyond that. So kutra besakise are examples. That's what the Gemara has in Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara had a kasha, v'ha'achzik luhu. The Gemara says, ein chazaku nizakin. The Gemara says, but that refers to two things, bekutra or beis akise. So these types of things do not allow for a chazaka to be established. Says the Rosh, so too a chatzar, that's without a wall, which people are constantly going in and out. So that's the kind of thing that you can't have a chazaka. Okay, so this is part one of the Rosh. The Rosh is next going to talk about this belief of tomorrow, the question if you actually know that there was a mechila, and we'll have to discuss that for a separate point. What emerges in this rush, part one of the rush, that you cannot establish a chazaka for hezekria for the din of the Mishnah Dav Beis? And the two reasons that the rush gives to distinguish. Number one, because the fact that he's silent in this case doesn't prove that in fact the other person acquired the right, because his being silent could be because he figured you could also be mocha because you're also being affected by me. And number two, because it's such a high level of hezek that is equivalent to kutu b'sakisei, that we don't allow for chazaka to be established. The person could tolerate it X amount of time, but it got to the point he couldn't do more, and therefore a chazaka cannot be established. Nu rabosai, think about the question of what is the basis for our Mishnah's halacha of building a wall based on hezek v'yishmei hezek. L'chora, once again, from this rush, I think we can determine how to understand the halacha of our Mishnah. The Rosh is clearly equating the issue of Cheskas Tashmishin of Lo Yachpar and so on. We have later on Chalon into Chatzachavero and the question of establishing Chazaka in our Mishnah in the same idea. In other words, it's a question of, do I have to make an accommodation because of the hezek that I'm causing you? But what if I've already established the right to do it and you haven't said anything? It's like you give me the right to be where I am and do what I'm doing, even though it's infringing on you. And the response being, oh, it's different. So there's no chazaka. Were we to understand this Mishnah in light of this Zalman's understanding, this is about halacha of the two Shechinim coming together to contribute toward building something that's to the mutual benefit of them. So, take the example of Beis Shar, where they have to worry about the Hezek Riyah of B'nai Rishis Arabim, or whatever other issues that they have to contribute for. Let's say, whatever reason, it didn't happen for 3 years or however many years. Could anyone imagine that when they come after that, and they come knocking on the guy's door and say, you know, it's time to pay for whatever that tzorach is, he'll say, wait a second, we've been without it for the last 5 years, I don't have to contribute, it's a chazaka. Does that make any sense? It's not the issue that we're discussing at all. It's not cheskas tashmishin, it's a halacha, a beis shar. So we didn't do it until now, okay, we kind of let it go. Now, that responsibility has not disappeared. Everyone who's a resident of that chatzar is responsible to do whatever it is, to contribute, that there should be a tikkun for everybody. Where is there a basis of a chazaka? Chazaka is only shayach if it's a question of harchakas nezikin. In other words, can I establish, just like we have cheskas habatim and so on, we have a chazaka, and according to the Rosh, it's to establish that you acquire the right to be able to have what you have here, even though at the expense of the other person, to have this ishtamshus, so I acquired it, and my raya is 3 years you were silent. So then we could talk about our Mishnah in the same vein. And we could say, maybe there's a chazaka after 3 years that they didn't build a wall. Says the Rosh, it's not a raya. It's not a raya because he wasn't moche for other reasons or because kutu beis akise. But if the basis for the Mishnah, right, the basis of the Mishnah would be beis shar, l'chara beis shar, I couldn't imagine the idea of a chazaka there. The halacha is clear. Just because they didn't come knocking on your door to collect the tax that you have to pay for a few years, so good, so they gave you a pass for a few years, so you had extra money in the bank, but your responsibility didn't disappear. You mechuyev that now as you were then. Chazaka, who couldn't talk about chazaka? Rabosai, is it clear? L'chaira, this rush is muchach. For the rush to be discussing this entire issue, l'chaira, it's muchach that our Mishnah has to be understood through the prism of Hachakas Nezikin. And even the Lashon of the Rosh is very much that way, right, that we just read. That why is it not a chazaka? Because the person who was moche could say, well, I wasn't moche because just like you're mazik me, which is why I should speak up, I'm mazik you, so you should speak up. I was waiting for you to speak up first. We're talking the language of being mazik each other. We're not talking about, right, so l'chur, that's very much in that vein. And I think we'll see this more Metz Hashem for, you know, for tomorrow also, when we see the next half of the Rosh, L'chaira, again, on your own, you should anticipate where we're going. What is the Rosh going to discuss next? The idea of Mechila, if you knew for sure, right, you had Eden, that there was a Mechila. Again, the question of whether they could be Chozer or not, L'chaira, it's very much Muchach in this Rosh further, that this issue is about Achakas Nezikin. When the Rosh gives the answer why you could have a mechila, he's not doing a total 180-degree turn, that it's a different idea. He's working within the same idea, but Nevertheless, Mechil can still work, and we'll have to explain that for itself. That Mitzvah Shem will see with Exos for the second part of the Rush. But I think right away from what we saw right now in this first part of the Rush, I think it's clear as day that this inyan of the Koso and the Beis is one of Harchukas Nezikin, which translates into building a wall, which is interesting. That's sort of a different way of accommodating this Harchukas Nezikin, which is what we discussed last time. In other words, it's not Ishtamshus per se, it's my existence that is in fact the problem. But nevertheless, the halacha of Harchukas Nezikin will translate into requirement of building a wall, not for me to have to move out. Okay, any questions, any clarifications, anything that, Chevra, don't hesitate, don't be bashful. No? It's so crystal clear to everybody, yeah? I'm guessing. Yeah.
The idea of not being able to form a chazaka for Hilchos Shchinim, but being able to form a chazaka for Hilchos Nezikin, if we say that damages to the body and, like, damages, like, that's something that's intrinsic, why should you be able to form a chazaka over damages to the body? And Hilchos Shchinim, that seems to be something that's more simple.
Damages to the body, what do you refer, when we say damages to the body, what do you mean by that?
Like, if we say that Hilchos, like, Hezekiah is, like, physically damaging someone and hurting them in some way, uh-huh, how should you be able to form a chazaka over that?
Well, the truth is, we haven't really gotten to the real nitty-gritty of Hezekiah, but let's even think about it for a second, now that you're raising the issue. What is Hezekiah? Is it the fact that the person who's being looked at, it's lo na'im lo, like he feels like just the fact that you're looking and mistakel any chafetz shetira asakai, like Russian Rashi in the Rambam days, that's how you're taking it? That might be, and then we'll have to address your question. Alternatively, just another way to think about it is, given the fact that you can stare at what I'm doing, I have to limit what I do. Because I don't want to do anything at a time that you might be looking. I have to sort of like budget my time, and I would have less time to do what I would do in the chatzer, and that minias tashmish, that restriction, that hezekria forces me, corners me, limits me, so that's actually what the hezek is. You follow me? If I framed it that way, then it wouldn't be what you're calling Sara de Gufa, in a sense. It's not the actual feeling of being, violated by the fact that you're looking. I mean, that certainly is one possible way to read it. But another way one could think about it is not that, but rather the gram, the cause, the indirect, you know, even though it's sort of like indirect, but it's seen as somehow as a hezek, the fact that I have to now be much more careful and circumscribed in what and how I function here. So that limitation is what we define as the hezek. So obviously, it might be easier to hear the idea of a mechila if that were what it was. If it's about yourself, so in a chenami, you're quite right. You have to try to address what's the idea of mechila. What is it that I sold you? I had you, I sold you what? The right to be able to stare at me. Or that it's not viewed as a hezek. I don't know. What exactly is the mechila? Maybe we'll have to talk about that a little bit tomorrow, too. Exactly what? Because now the Rosh is talking about chazaka as an indication that I acquired some transaction. But then it's also the question of the mechila. That's coming up in the next part of the Rosh. Any other questions? Okay, so we'll do a little bit of Nyan D'Yom, a little bit of Chetshuva of the Rambam for a little bit, and Mr. Shem will continue with the Rush. We'll finish the Rush with the Ksos tomorrow. If you can, to look at the Ksos, it's Kedai for you
stopped.
To look at the Ksos that I gave you as well, together with the other part of the Rush. Okay.